Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Easter Sunday is a day about victory, about power, about life. We just sang about it, and there's 100 more songs we could sing about it. Easter is a day about victory, resurrection. And the truth is, it's easy sometimes with Holy Week. We think about Good Friday, the day when Christ was crucified on the cross, on Golgotha. The darkest day in human history, when Jesus, the Son of God, who was God, died on the cross, shed his blood. The soldiers mocked him. His mother sat and wept. A terrible day in human history when Jesus died. But then we do know Sunday, the day today that we're celebrating. Jesus, let's just say, not the darkest night in human history like Good Friday, but the brightest day in human history when Jesus rose again. When the stone was rolled away after 3 days and three nights and Jesus walked out alive. The resurrection, a day to rejoice. Life. Death did not win. Satan did not win. Jesus walks out, defeating death, hell, and the grave. A day to celebrate. But it's very easy oftentimes to forget about another moment in Easter history. There's Good Friday, and there's Easter Sunday. But there's also Saturday. Between the cross and the darkness of Good Friday, and that when he died on the cross, and then, yes, Easter Sunday, where there's joy, there's that middle day, Saturday. There's no celebration on that day. There's no special holiday. You don't get time off work for that. Nothing like that. That Saturday, between the cross and the empty tomb, there was a long, silent day where it looked like all hope was lost. The disciples watched their Messiah die on a cross. He had told them that he was the Messiah. He was there to rescue them. And they believed him. But now, some up close, but many from afar off, see Jesus hanging on a cross between two criminals. And then they watch him die. And they watch him taken down off the cross from afar, probably from hiding, wrapped in grave clothes and brought to a tomb and a stone rolled in front of it. And then they wake up on Saturday morning and say, what now? What do we do now? Jesus is dead. The Messiah is dead. We gave our life to him. We followed him. We did what he said. We preached his word. And now he's dead, with a stone rolled in front of the door. What do we do when it feels like God is gone? What do we do when prayers don't get answered? What do we do when it feels like heaven is silent? The message today is what to do when God feels dead. What to do? You say, well, that's a pretty shocking title. I know. What to do when God feels dead? Because church and my friend today, unfortunately, there are moments in life where it's going to feel like God is not there. We can quote the scripture. Oh, Jesus said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, that God is always with us. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. We can quote all those scriptures and sing all the songs of worship. And sometimes in life, we just don't feel God. And it seems as if all hope is gone and that God is dead. So what can we do to live through the Saturdays of life? We're going to look at some of the passages. I don't have the scriptures on the screen today. That's okay. But we'll go through a few things this morning. I want to help you this morning. I want to help you. I want to help me. Because there are dark times. Matthew 27:59 says this. This is right after Jesus died on the cross and Joseph of Arimathea asked if he could take the body of Jesus and lay it in a borrowed tomb. And it says, I'll read the scripture, just listen. It says, then Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own tomb. Number one is this, in the sadness of life, grieve the loss, but don't lose your faith. The disciples watched Jesus die. They saw the stone rolled in front of the tomb. That they had every reason to feel like it was over. Death, the finality of death. This, and not just dead, in a tomb with a stone sealing the door. They had every reason to feel like it was over, and they grieved, and rightly so. Their Savior had died. But even in their grief, they didn't walk away from everything. Joseph of Arimathea, we saw it in Matthew 27, still honored Jesus' body. The woman, we'll see in another passage, the women came that followed Christ and brought spices and to prepare the tomb like they would do in the New Testament days. They didn't walk away from everything. Listen, church, it is okay to grieve. It is okay to feel confused. I feel that way. It is okay to grieve the loss, but don't let the pain of Friday erase the promises of Jesus. Don't let the pain of the cross, the disciples watched him die. They watched him beat. They watched him mocked and scorned and spit upon. Don't let the pain of Friday erase the promises of Jesus. Don't lose your faith. He has never failed us. Grieve the loss. We are only human. We are just people. We are not God. We don't understand everything that happens. I sure don't. But I don't want to lose my faith. In the Saturdays of life, grieve the loss, but don't lose your faith. Number two is this. I'm going to read the scripture. It says, on the Sabbath day, they rested according to the commandment on this Saturday. They rested on this Sabbath after Jesus had died. Number two is this. Wait in the silence. God is still working. Wait in the silence. God is still working. The followers of Jesus Christ at that time, they had nothing to do but wait. They had nothing else to do. Jesus was dead in the tomb. No miracles. No voice from heaven saying, don't worry, I'm coming back tomorrow. Nothing. Just silence. Just imagine, after giving 3 years of your life to follow the Son of God, watching him perform miracles, watching him give sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf and follow him and listening to his words and giving everything to follow Jesus, and now he's dead and it's Saturday and all you can do is wait. But even when it felt like nothing was happening, God wasn't done. God wasn't done. While the disciples were resting, God was resurrecting. While the disciples waited in silence, God was at work. There's a great song called Waymaker, and it says, even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. If you're in a season where God feels silent, and I know some of you are, don't mistake silence for absence. Don't mistake silence when you can't hear him, when you say, where is God? Where is he? Don't mistake silence for absence, because he is with you. God often does his deepest work in us in the waiting. I know that. I know that, and I believe it. He does his greatest work, his most important work in our lives, in the waiting. So yes, it might feel silent right now, that silent Saturday when you don't know where God is and you can't see him and you don't understand what's happening. In that waiting time, in that silent time, trust him because he is working. I'm telling you, church, from the bottom of my soul, he is working. He is working. And you can rely on him. Let me read this next scripture. It says in Luke 24, verse 6, it says, the Son of Man must be delivered, and he must be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Jesus had told his disciples that. Jesus had told them, hey, I'm going to have to be delivered. I'm going to be crucified. But 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. Jesus told them this earlier. And it says in Luke 24 that they remembered his words. Then they remembered that he said that. Now, did they still grieve? Maybe was their faith shook a little bit because it actually happened? Of course. The next truth for your Saturdays is remember what he said. In your Saturday, yes, we said grieve the loss. Don't lose your faith. Wait in the silence. God is still working. But number three, remember what he said. His word still stands. The women came to the tomb that Sunday morning and they found the tomb empty. And the angel reminded them of Jesus' words. Remember he said he was going to die and rise again? But only then did they begin to see he had told them this would happen. They just kind of forgot in the moment of fear, in the moment of sorrow, in the moment of grief. They forgot. So they did grieve. They did lose hope. But when the angel said at the empty tomb, hey, he's risen. He's not here anymore. It says, then they remembered. Listen, when everything around you looks dead, go back to what God has already said. When everything around you looks dead, go back to what God has already said. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. The scriptures say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. The scriptures say that nothing at all, not tribulation, nothing in heaven, nothing in hell, nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Listen, when it feels like everything around you is dead and gone and hopeless, remember what God said. Remember what his word says. Remember the truths found in the word of God when the psalmist David said, in my distress, I called upon the holy God and he heard my cry. He delivered me from many waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the times when everything feels silent and dead and hopeless, we must remember what he said. His word hasn't changed, even if your world has. His word hasn't changed, even if your world has. Last one, church. I told you I'd be quick today. Luke 24 and verse 12. After the women went to the tomb, heard the angel. The angel said, he's not here, he's risen. The stone's rolled away. Jesus is risen. They went back to the disciples, to Peter and John, and said, hey, Jesus isn't there anymore. He's gone. Some of them thought maybe the body was stolen. They didn't know. But guess what happened? Luke 24, 12, it says, Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He had to see for himself. Last point is this. I'm going to say the other ones first. Grieve the loss, but don't lose your faith. Wait in the silence. God is working. Remember what he said. His word still stands. And lastly is this. Run toward resurrection. Hope is closer than you think. Peter didn't stay stuck in his failure. Remember Peter? Before Jesus died, Jesus was arrested. And Jesus said, hey, you're going to deny me 3 times before the night's over. And Peter said, I would never deny you, Jesus. No, I'm your most trusted follower. Then Jesus was arrested and taken away, and Peter had fled. And then Peter was kind of off in the distance, we know in the New Testament, as Jesus was being led away. And people said, hey, aren't you the guy that was with Jesus, that guy? He said, no, I'm not. 3 times Peter denied Jesus What Jesus said was going to happen happened, and Peter says he wept bitterly. But guess what? Peter didn't stay stuck in his failure. When he heard that Jesus had risen, he ran toward the tomb. He ran toward the possibility that hope was still alive. Amen. So yes, church, in those silent Saturdays, when all hope seems lost, we must run towards resurrection. Peter didn't have all the answers, but he moved in faith. He ran anyway. He said, you know what? They said this. I'm going to see for myself. I'm going to run towards whatever slice of hope I can get. So when you're in a Saturday season, when you're in that silent Saturday, when prayers aren't getting answered how you think they should get answered, when everything you, I just preached last week, the God who defies expectations, not knowing that this week God was going to defy my expectations. I literally said last week in my sermon, when we begin to place expectations on God, it's always a recipe for resentment. And now I got to live that truth. Run towards resurrection. When you're in that Saturday season, don't stay stuck in doubt or despair. As hard as it is, run toward God. Even if all you have is a mustard seed of hope, even if all you have left is to crawl to Jesus, even if all you have left is to someone dragging you towards Him, you may not be able to run, you may not even be able to walk, but if you can just get there however you can, with every bit of strength you have left, run towards Jesus. Run towards God, and you're running towards hope. So what do we do when God feels dead? What do we do in those Saturdays? Some of you are in the Saturdays. I'm in a Saturday. And I'll tell you, first time in my life, man, I had a hard time praying. I'm only 35. I had a hard time praying. Listen, I hope you like authenticity, because that's what this place is about. We're real. When all I can say is I can barely get His name out. When you just want to look at the sky and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, when someone annoys you at work, or maybe a spouse says something short with you, you're hurt by somebody and you kind of want to avoid them. You don't really want to make eye contact with them because they bothered you. You ever felt that way with the Lord? I have. Where you normally your natural instinct is to pray, and that's what mine is. But when that natural instinct would start to creep up, I'd say, I don't really want to right now. Because you didn't listen to me. Because I asked you for something and you didn't do it. By the way, God can handle my drama. God can handle my hurt. Have you ever felt hurt by God? God can handle how you feel. He can handle your anger. He can handle your resentment. He can handle your silent treatment. And He's always there. We say things, and I've said things. I've said, where is God? I've said, where is God? And sometimes I don't know, but I'll tell you where He's not. He's not up there on the cross anymore. And He's not in the tomb. He's alive, and He is with us. We grieve, but we don't give up. We wait, trusting that God is working behind the scenes, even when we don't see it. We remember His promises. We run toward hope, even when we don't see the full picture yet. Because we know on the third day, Jesus rose. Saturday was long. Saturday was miserable. Saturday was upsetting. Saturday didn't make sense. Saturday was confusing. Saturday was dark. But Sunday was coming. And if He conquered death, there is no situation in your life too far gone that He cannot redeem. So you're living in a Saturday. You're living in a Saturday right now. Hold on. Hold on. Listen, I'm preaching to myself. Hold on, because Sunday is coming. I don't know how long our Saturday is going to be. I don't know how long your Saturday is going to be. I wish it was just 24 hours. I don't know, but I do know this. Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. Oh, church, we all carry burdens. We all carry burdens. Maybe today you're not, but I'll tell you, people are. Saturday won't last forever. My friend, Saturday won't last forever. Oh, it may feel long. Oh, it may feel long when you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. When you don't even have the, you ever felt like that? Oh my goodness, the sun might be up, the birds might be singing, but you just, oh, you can't move. Oh, I've been there. Oh, I've been there. Food doesn't taste the same. Nothing tastes good. No song makes you feel better. Listen, church, that's a Saturday. And I'm telling you, oh, on the promises of God, Saturday doesn't last forever. God is not gone. He is not a God that is far off, the scriptures say, but He's a God who is here. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.